That's helpful.
Okay, I don't really see the relevance. I thought we were supposed to be auditing the books, but not the people. But I guess.
Well, I think it's specifically in regards to recommending independent auditors, correct?
Yes. That's how I think it arose originally, that we were going to invest money in some independent auditors at the station level. And it was pointed out that those services already exist. But our question...
I'm sorry, excuse me. Oh, gosh. Go on.
Am I speaking too loudly?
And a cat, Don.
Oh, it's a cat. Like a mouse.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here, but go on.
The animal got loose over there.
Go on.
She just looked at the WBAI budget or something. I don't know what.
I'm not going to say what's going on, but go on.
So
I have a question for you if you're finished.
Yes, I am.
Is it possible for us or, two questions. Is it possible for the audit committee to get these people's work product, and does the PNB get these people's work product?
Oh, definitely. They are reflected in Lonnie's report, and the PNB gets a very complete, a PowerPoint presentation from Lonnie on National Foundation finances. But are you asking to get their product or their job description?
No, their work product. I mean, the idea is if we're interested in audit at the local stations, are there audits of the local station available to the audit committee?
Okay, that's a good question. My impression is that all of their work product, if funnels into Lonnie and it's reflected in his kind of mammoth financial report to the board at every PNB meeting.
Okay.
So we could ask directly of Lonnie to what degree auditing is being done at the local level, like an unannounced spot audit. Does an auditor arrive on the scene and just say, let me look at the books without prior announcement? That kind of thing is what we
were
also
right.
looking at.
Right.
Yeah, and I'd
That's
like to
what
hear...
I would think.
Yeah. So I was going to hope to hear, it'd be one thing to hear that it's in their job description, another to hear what they're actually doing.
Yes.
Whether they're getting to it.
Yes. If the committee would like, I could make that inquiry of Lonnie and get something from him on that.
Well, I think we need to find out what the audit committee's roles and responsibilities are before we do that. You know what I mean? I don't want us to go hear them, scare them, looking for things
mm-hmm.
that really aren't in our purview. You know what I mean? So how about if we do that? Let's get ourselves, let's know what we're responsible for first
mm-hmm.
before we start to see what other people should be doing. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Does it yeah. sound...
Oh, yeah. Well, I can assure you that auditing the foundation and the local stations is within the purview of this committee, but it may very well be that it's premature to ask for work product and to get an idea. So I'm very willing to put that off until we've met once or twice. There's no problem.
Right. This way we're organized. We know exactly what we're charged to do. Does anybody else would like to?
This is Jamie. I have another comment on this issue, or a question for Don, really. First of all, is there anybody besides Don who was on the committee last time? So you're the historical connection?
Well, no. Dr. Bethune, Evelyn, was mm-hmm. on this, and it's too bad that she is not on this call because she was a very important part of that process.
And wasn't Mary Berg on it as well?
Yes.
I see.
So they're not here
tonight. My question is, why? Can you tell us a little bit how it came up? Why was this auditing the local stations? I mean, was this something that the audit committee of previous year decided was a priority, something we should get going, or was it not really a high priority to get going?
Okay, I can answer that question. There was a member of this committee from KPFK, Donna Warren, who felt that the weak area of auditing was not what was done at the foundation in Berkeley, but what was being done at the five local stations. So Donna Warren, when she was a member of the PNB, put forward a motion, and her motion actually called for retaining a signal area auditor, and I believe the motion called for this auditor to be kind of a circuit rider and to go from station to station and audit the books under, you know, in other words, collaborating totally with the National Foundation office and so on. That motion, you know, did not get processed, passed, and implemented, but it did touch off a discussion of how does auditing get done at the local station. Now, Mr. Wisdom, who's our foundation auditor, he does do station auditing. He goes to stations and he does spot checks. He or his representative does spot checks. And because they're certified public accountants, they know they'll ask to see certain things. And they can see, you know, a pattern of efficiency and above board functioning, or they can start to see problem areas. So generally, he's at this point reporting that there are no big problem areas at the stations. But some board members still are leery that enough auditing is done at the station level. So it was the Donna Warren motion of about 2 years ago that started people thinking about local station auditing. Then we were informed that there's someone at the national office whose responsibility includes that. So that's when we asked for the job descriptions of the national finance team to see who was charged with the responsibility of doing local station audits. Is there anyone on the call who can call out the name of this guy in Berkeley's... I'm sorry, it slipped out of my mind, but it is his role to look...
Not name, so...
Pardon me?
The information is what's most important.
That's true.
Okay.
We won't make you name names, Don.
And just, I'd be interested to hear other members' opinions. This is Tico in California. From what I've heard, it sounds to me more like it is actually appropriate that we directly ask Lonnie, just as part of his introductory to our role. I mean, I don't know, it could be a little jumping ahead, but I would definitely like to get, you know, the person who's been there the whole time's comprehensive take on what's going on, because it sounds like there's several different things that are actually have quite a bit of history.
Could I address that? Yes. I think the chair's concern that we may be, you know, jumping ahead is a legitimate concern. But I think a simple question for purposes of information for this committee, a simple question like how much time is allotted in the national finance team to doing local station audits, I think is a legitimate question, and it's not accusatory and it's not combative or anything. And it would give this committee a little idea of how much time that financial team in Berkeley is giving to local audits, and that would be in addition to Mr. Wisdom's spot checking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we actually didn't set a time limit on this, but it sounds fine. So let's see. So we need
unanimous consent, maybe.
Yeah, to have someone designated to ask National Finance, the staff personnel who does the audit. So do we want to do Don?
Yeah,
I'd be willing to do that.
Okay.
I could call Lonnie and just get a general idea for the committee.
Okay. Any objection? None? Okay. Next, Jamie?
Okay, we're really getting down there. Give notice of election of permanent chair and secretary. And that's
okay.
it.
Okay.
So we'll have an election for a chair and secretary at the next meeting, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, not till noticed.
From listening to the stream, but you give notice, I guess there's no need to do this, right?
Do we have to put it on the national website?
We don't.
What do I need to do? Someone who knows the process, please tell me.
Can we take nominations now or something?
Is that the way we're to take nominations now?
I think, Nia, all you really need to do is say that to the members on the phone now that we're going to be doing this next time.
Okay.
And that's acceptable. And we'll notify the other committee members who aren't here. I believe that's acceptable.
Okay. I have to set up something where, how do you do the votes? The votes will go to the chair? When we chair pro tem, that would be you, Jamie?
No, you're the chair pro tem.
I mean, the secretary.
If that's the way it works, actually, I don't know these things. However it works is fine with me.
I'm going to have to get off this call, now. So I'm just notifying that I'm getting off the call.
Well,
Lisa?
Okay. Yes?
Okay, take care, Lisa.
Lisa, before you go, okay.
Yes?
I think, just from listening to the other things, I think nominations are done in the open, but the voting is private.
Right.
Would you like to nominate anybody?
I would like to nominate Nia Bediako.
Do we need to do nominations in this meeting, or are we going to...
By email, can't we?
I thought we did them. I thought, Don, are you there?
Right, I'm just concerned that so many people will be, that we'll be having seven or eight people.
Okay. So how about, if anybody wants to nominate anybody tonight, although the person might be absent, you could do that,
right.
And then you could still do it next week. So,
right.
Wonderful. I'm sorry.
I would fully accept Lisa.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I'll accept.
Great. And I was going to also say, I think that there could be, is there somebody else who might, maybe couldn't be on this call, might want to be nominated or run or something? I think that could be, asked in the email, I think.
I'll do it on this call.
Oh, okay. Some experienced person said we have to do it on this call.
No, we don't.
Okay.
I don't believe
That's
we
what
should
I,
have a,
so,
a period in which nominations are open until, the next meeting, maybe. When the election is, right?
Well, we have to give Jamie time to tabulate this, and then the person would do it. So, what's a good window to do this?
Well,
our next meeting is the 9th, keeping that in mind.
Correct.
So, what do we want to say? 2 weeks from today would bring us to, today is the 20th, the 27th?
April 3rd?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So do you want to stay on to April 3rd?
Yeah.
Well, and I think, because I know that we normally mail them in.
I will find out exactly what the procedure is, and then I'll post that tomorrow. How is that?
Sounds good.
Good idea.
Good.
Is that okay? Okay. Thanks very much. Okay.
We're losing our quorum rapidly.
Don't we have to nominate secretaries, too? Or?
I think same thing, yes.
Yeah.
Consider that included.
I would like to nominate Mary Berg. She's not here to accept or reject. That's why I nominated her.
That's usually a done deal when they're not there.
I don't like rejection.
In any event, there's no rush, right? We can do this at a later time.
Right.
Because we're we're losing people to the...
Right. I'm sorry. Could you go over what the process is one more time? Is next meeting too late to nominate people?
So you have until the 3rd, April 3rd, Jamie. So what I'll do tomorrow?
Yeah. Nominations are open until April 3rd.
Until April 3rd. I'll find exactly what the procedure should be, and I will post it tomorrow, okay?
Right.
However you
and that would be,
get, however you want to get them, you know, however they're supposed to be gotten to you, Jamie, I'll post that also, okay?
Okay, fantastic.
All right. What's next, please?
That's our last item.
Ah, very good. This is the kind of meeting that I like. Okay,
move to
so
adjourn.
Motion to adjourn?
I object. Only joking.
And you're leaving us. You can't have...
It's 6:18 over here.
Okay, 9:18 over here.
So,
okay, folks.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nia.
Good meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Pleasure to meet you. Look forward to speaking to you in the future.
I will be speaking with you real soon on Friday. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
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 Okay.